Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yod Gimel. Here we'll talk about what happens if a person's branches are overhanging his neighbor's property. Mishnah says, Ilan shehu noteya liste havero, kotzetz meloha mardeya al gabe hama hadeshav. Somebody's branches are extending over the field of his neighbor. The neighbor is allowed to cut back overhanging branches that are lower than an ox goad height would be on a person who was standing on a plow. If he was holding an ox goad, which is an instrument that they would use in order to poke and prod an ox, if he was holding that up, anything below that would be considered to be a nuisance. It would consider it to be problematic, and therefore he would be allowed to cut that part of the branches down. He could trim them back. But any branches that are overhanging that are higher than that, he would have to leave them alone even though they overhang his property. But exceptions to this rule. This is the opinion of Tana Kama. But if we were talking about an overhanging tree that was either a haruv tree, which is a carob tree, or a shikma, which is a sycamore tree, whose trees are very dense and a lot of leaves and they prevent shade from going down onto the property below it. When we're talking about those types of trees, he's allowed to cut back all overhanging branches along the mishkolot. The mishkolot is the plumb line. And when they were making a wall, they would make sure that the wall was perfectly vertical using a sort of tool called a plumb line. And which really is basically saying anything along the property line, the boundary of that field, is allowed to be cut back all the way in order to prevent the branches from blocking the sunlight which is needed. So overhanging branches of this style, which are very dense and totally prevent sunlight from coming down, are allowed to be taken down fully. Beta shelachin kol ha'ilan keneged ha'mishkolot. And also with a beta shelachin, which is a field that needs water, a field that needs irrigation, which is much drier than a regular field, the neighbor would be allowed to cut down, if there are overhanging branches over that Beit HaShelachin, the neighbor could cut down all of the overhanging branches along that plumb line as well, everything at the boundary of the field, because these overhanging branches in a Beit HaShelachin are especially harmful, because that field needs a lot of dew. It needs moisture, any moisture it can get from the sky, and if there are branches on top blocking it, the moisture won't reach the ground, so therefore you're allowed to cut down branches even that are higher than the mahadesha, that would be higher than the ox goad that a person would be holding up. You're even allowed to cut those back. That was all of the understanding of Tana Kama. What we're going to have now is a Tana who disagrees about certain details over here that we had originally. Originally, we said that if a tree, whether it was fruit-bearing or not, if it was overhanging a person's property, anything above a raised ox goad would be allowed to be cut down. That's the opinion of Tana Kama. And again, that applies to both fruit-bearing and not fruit-bearing trees. But Abba Shaul is going to disagree. Abba Shaul Omed, Kol Ilan Sera Keneged HaMishkolot, says Abba Shaul, any type of tree that is just about shade, which is basically a non-fruit-bearing tree, anything like that is allowed to be cut back along the plumb line as well, even if they are higher than the raised ox goad. He says any branches in this type of tree are allowed to be cut back. According to him, the removal of these branches, which don't have any fruit on them, is not really a loss to the property owner. So therefore, the owner of the property that is being disrupted, that's being overhung, is allowed to trim back those branches. Doesn't matter their height, as long as they're not fruit-bearing, you're not causing anyone a loss, and you're allowed to trim them back.